You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If your Social Security benefits have been denied, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm. You know, Matt, as we went through the positions.
Oh, we're not going to hear from John DeFilippo?
No, we're not going to.
Oh, because, again.
Somebody tweeted me.
They didn't have a good game last week, and we don't want to hear, like.
I'd love to hear from him. Maybe we'll hear from him tomorrow. I don't know. It's so funny.
It's somebody's fault. Somebody, and their initials are JG.
Somebody said, how is it that a Browns radio show operating in the Browns facility can't get the coordinator?
Preach, brother.
He's not happy. RSB.
I'm here doing this.
I'm not happy either.
How about I set my iPhone in front of him to record it
and then run back up
after the break and then run back down and grab it when I see Flip walk right in front of us, which he did on his way down and back.
Yeah.
And then I'll literally just air it from my iPhone like as a voice memo so we can guarantee to our fans that we are the place to go to for everything Cleveland Browns.
I like how you're doing that.
That's fine. Next week it's on.
Next week.
Donkey Kong.
That's what's going to have to happen. What's going to have to happen?
It's the only way we make sure it gets done right.
If we can't trust it, yeah. What is
make
it?
Sure it gets done right, I have to do it myself.
That's right.
And when Gibbs hears this, he's going to be like, do it.
He is. He's going to be very angry. All right. When you look at this matchup, going through it, I don't think there's been a game where it's been as favorable to the Browns overall offense, defense, special teams as this one. I think it is a fair matchup for this team to have an opportunity to go on the road and come out of there with a win.
It is. And what's encouraging about this is the fact that it's being played in Baltimore is, in my eyes, it's very low on the totem pole in regards to relevance because of everything you just talked about, the position battles and how the way in which we're playing now offensively should take advantage of who they are defensively through four football games. And
they do have very good coverage, though, with those linebackers, Mosley and Smith. We're going to have to be careful in that short passing game. That's what they're good. They've got a combined 5 passes defensed on the season. They're good there. They can get their hands
in
the
right. But that's Barnage, Duke, Crow.
Right.
Right.
So which has been, you know, really when you look at it, that was the bread and butter of the passing attack against San Diego.
Sure. But, I meant conceptually, I think you can scheme those guys open, and you pick up their tendencies as a linebacker and what they like to do, and you run – your routes to win off of what they struggle with.
That's what it's all about, creating those matchups and finding a way. You know, the front seven has been called out multiple times this week right now by Mike Pettine. If you were on a team where you're on the front seven and your head coach calls out the front seven, how do you react to that? Are there comments made in the locker room? What exactly does it mean?
If you're called out by Mike Pettine, it's not a good thing. But as I mentioned, and in some cases you can put yourself on watch, your teammates can put you on watch. It obviously it's substantial when the coach puts you on watch, but to be very frank, and we've stated it on this show before, who are they going to bench? Who are you going to bench? You're paying them a lot of money. There's a lot of egos. I mean, are you ready to sit a vet that is a corner, essentially, going into this football season was a cornerstone of what we were supposed to accomplish as a team. You're going to sit him down and go developmental if he doesn't get it done?
Do you feel like this is one of those scenarios where, you know, you're in a playoff game where it's a must win, and so everybody, all hands are on deck. You're willing to make any substitution at any time because it's really just about this game. Are the Browns at that point in your mind defensively in week number 5?
Oh, God, I want to say they're 1 week away from that. And what happens is when you get consistent, or when you get inconsistent play week after week, what happens is the same way we're having that Justin Gilbert conversation of, oh, he looks great with the ball in his hands. How can we use him? Because it's not working. That stick of dynamite, that wick is burning a lot faster now because you're backing yourself into the corner. You know, how do you fight your way out? And you'll go to all measures. You'll sit a veteran to play a young player just to make a change, to feel like a breath of fresh air so you can extend your time, you know, here in Cleveland. And so I think we're 1 week away from that, where desperate times call for desperate measures and egos go out the door. Whose toes are getting stepped on doesn't matter anymore because you might all be gone next year.
It's an imperative.
It's huge.
Got to get it done against this Baltimore Ravens team. Who has to have the biggest game defensively for you for the Browns to come out and get the win?
Paul Kruger.
Okay.
Paul Kruger. And I've said it now for the third week in a row. What was the recipe to beat the Raiders? Put pressure on Derek Carr. Affect Derek Carr. Knock him down. Rough him up. Get physical the way we did Mariota. Okay? And I know he's a second-year quarterback versus a first-year quarterback. What was the recipe to beat the San Diego Chargers? Do that same thing to Phillip Rivers. When you have a franchise quarterback and you can affect him, and the stats that you threw out earlier when I mentioned Joe Flacco, he's 71% passer when he's not when he gets against no pressure.
Yep.
He's 50% passer when he's under pressure and 41% versus the blitz.
Yeah, he's really struggled this year, Joe Flacco, with pressure. Now they get their left tackle back, Eugene Monroe, as Stan White pointed out to us there. But yeah, when you look at Joe Flacco and break him down this season throwing the football, no pressure, 78 for 111, 866 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 8 yards an attempt, and a 98 quarterback rating. When he is under pressure, 24 of 48, 186 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions, 6 sacks. That's 3.9 yards per attempt and a quarterback rating of 40.8. Yes, that is where the Browns have got to take advantage of Joe Flacco. They have got to generate pressure. It's the same old story for this team, though. Stop the run and get pressure on the quarterback.
Yep. Well,
can they do it?
Can they do it? And really quick, as I've mentioned before, I'm the coach of my son's first and second grade flag football team. We had a big win last night under the lights at Clegg Park.
Shout out.
The Westlake Rec Colts defeated the Westlake Rec Cardinals on an ornery Cardinals team. And we let our play do all the talking.
That's what you got to do. Take care of business.
Let me think. Jake, Jack, Mason, Luke, Liam, Ryan, Jagger, Santino. I think I got them all.
Congratulations is what I have to
all
say.
You guys.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow with the kid Friday. We're getting the Friday forecast. Break everything down here as we get ready for the Browns and the Ravens in week 5 of the National Football League season. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys, for our producer Matt
Aiden.
Montana, and for Matt Wilhelm. I am Nathan Zagura. Thanks to Stan White for joining us today. And thank you for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.